All right. So first of all, someone in the community, Yosef Goldberg, he lives here on Habakkuk. So it's his father's yahrzeit tonight. So I told him I would dedicate the shir on his father's liyas neshamah for his father, Rav Menachem Tzvi Elimelech, banner of Yitzchak Isaac. So his neshama should have an aliyah, as we are hopefully mevarer important, very halachah l'maisa things, which should be zchus. So I actually made for us today. I wanted to. Slightly different style. I wanted to go a little bit more be'iyun into one of the topics that we're going to talk about. So I made a makaro sheet. We'll also see the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, and the Psak. But I thought maybe we would take a few minutes to go into the sugya a little bit. So, okay. So we're going to take a look at a Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Amarle Mar Yanuka Umar Kshisha Breda Rav Chisda L'Rav Ashi. So, sons of Rav Chisda, Mar Yanuka and Mar Kshisha, asked Rav Ashi. Zim Nechad Iklu Amemar La'asrin. There once was a time when Amemar came to a certain area, but Lohavi Lon Chamra, and they didn't have any wine. Aisinole Shechra, so they brought him beer, Velo Avdil, and he refused to make Avdolah. On beer, ubas tovis, and he fasted. He slept. He went to sleep, and he fasted. Lamachar, the next day, Sunday morning, tarachman v'yasin alechamer. They were able to get him wine. V'avdil, and he made avdolah. V'toam midday, and then he ate. Lishana, year later, he was passing through the same town. Su iklul asrin, he came to the same area. Lohavim lon chamer, and again there was no wine. So Aisine Shikra. So again, they brought him beer to make Avdallah. Amar, he commented, Ihachi, Chamar Medinahu. I see that if they never have wine, and they keep bringing me beer, it must be that this is the Chamar Medina. This is the national drink. This is what people drink around here. This is the standard drink. So Avdil Vitai Mide. So this year, he made Avdallah on the beer, and then he ate.
You could have just asked them last year.
What was that?
He could have just asked them last day. Is this Chama Medina?
Right, I guess he could have. I guess he was making assumptions. Good. Shma Mina Tzvas. We learned from here three things. Number one, Shma Mina Hamavdil B'Tvilat Tzarech She'avdil Alakos. Number one, we learned from the story, it's not enough to say Avdallah in Davening. We assume he made Avdallah in Davening, but he was makbid to make Avdallah again Alakos. Shma Mina also go lodom Shilchu Kaldom She'avdil. Number two thing that we learn, you're not allowed to eat before you make Avdallah. Ushma Mina, number three, Mishlo Hivdil B'Motzoi Shabbos, Mavdil Olef Kol HaShabbos Kulo. Someone who's not Mavdil on Motzoi Shabbos, so he can be Mavdil. Here it says the whole week. It's a little bit of discussion how long he really can make Avdallah for, but certainly you can make Avdallah on Sunday if you miss out on Motzoi Shabbos. So that's the first part of the Gemara. And you see from here that can you make Avdallah on Chomer Medina, on beer? Yes. It's pretty clear in the sugya there. Gemara continues. Boy Mene Rav Huna Rav Chisda. So now Rav Huna asked Rav Chisda. Remember, the original story was with Rav Chisda's sons. So Rav Huna asked Rav Chisda, Mahu l'kdushe ashikra. What about making kiddush? We just clarified that you're allowed to make havdalah on Chomer Medina. What about on beer making kiddush? So Omar, so Rav Chisda said, Hashta uma parzume v'te'ene v'isne. These are drinks made from other types of fruits. From dates and other berries, which is considered much more chashiv than beer made of barley. Deboy minei me'rav, that they asked Rav if you can make Avdallah using these beverages. And Rav didn't know.
Avdallah or Kiddush?
Kiddush, sorry, thank you, Kiddush. And Rav didn't know. V'rav me'rav Chiya, and then Rav went and asked his uncle Rav Chiya. And Rav Chiya didn't know, and he asked Rebbe. He asked Rav Yudah Nasi, but lo poshubli. And they didn't know. They weren't able to clarify. So shichra mibayis, what's the question? Shichra for sure is going to be a problem. Beer is going to be a problem. If these more chashiv drinks don't work, so beer is certainly going to be a problem. Or at least beer is certainly going to be a big suffix. So sabar minei, he thought, kiddushe hu delo mekadshin en luvei. He thought that this whole discussion was about kiddush. Aval avdule mavdile. But havdalah should be okay with beer. So amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said, no. Hachi amarav. Kishem she'en mekadshin olav, kach ein mavdilin olav. Just like you can't use it for Kiddush, because we saw that even these fancier drinks, they weren't able to be poshed if you can use them for Kiddush. So kol shekein, barley beer. Kach ein mavdilin alav. It my nami amarav tachlifa by avimi amar Shmuel. So now Shmuel says, kishem shein mekadshin alav. Kach ein mavdilin alav. So we have Rav and Shmuel coming in the end of the Gemara saying that you can't make Kiddush and you can't make Havdalah on Shichur. So you have a little bit of a stira perhaps going on here, right? The beginning of the Sugya says that Amemar was willing to make Havdalah on Chomer Medina on Shichur, on beer. The second half of the Gemara, both Rav and Shmuel independently say, Kishem she'en makadshin alav, kach ein mavdilin alav. Okay, so what's the halacha? Can you make Kiddush? Can you make Havdalah on beer? So the Rashbam, I didn't put it on the source sheet here, the Rashbam, his commentary there on Pesachim on the page, he says that for sure it can be used for Havdalah. He doesn't say anything about Kiddush. For sure it can be used like Havdalah. On that first Gemara, when it says that Amemar made Havdalah on beer, Rashbam writes, V'chein Hilchasa. If you take a look at the Rambam, look at the Rambam Paskins, Medina. Sherov Yena Sheikhar Afal Pishu Pasul Kiddush Mutter Lahavdil Alav Hoil Bukhamar Medina. So Rambam Paskins, you can use beer for Avdalah. Kiddush, can't use it for Kiddush. That's what the Rambam writes. It's Pasul Kiddush. Take a look at the Rush. The Rush has an interesting sheet. The Rush says as follows. The Rush wants to know what are we going to do with our Gemara? Because the Rush is of the opinion that you can use Sheikhar, both for Kiddush and Havdalah. So he says, now wait a second, what are you going to do with the Gemara? So here's some interesting lumdas trying to explain the Gemara. Ve'en lahavi raya mikandei mikachin ala Sheikhar. Do not bring a raya from the Gemara that we just read that you can't make Kiddush on Sheikhar. Why not? Hecha davi chomer medina. De'afshir le'meymar, ki hechi d'lo kaimelon kavosei b'may da'amar ein mavdino alav. Hachanami, b'kiddush lo kaimelon kavosei. What's answer number one? We saw in the earlier Gemara that Amemar said you can make Havdalah using Sheikhar. So now, when the Gemara, at the end of the Gemara, says you can't make Kiddush, how do we know? Because just like you can't make Kiddush, you also can't make Havdalah. Well, they're wrong about Havdalah. Wrong. That's not how we paskin legabe Havdalah, because the beginning of the Gemara said that you can't make Havdalah on Sheikhar. So just like the second Gemara, Rav and Shmuel are delok ilchasa regarding Havdalah, they're also delok ilchasa regarding Kiddush. I mean, the Rush says, I hold you can make Kiddush. You're going to ask me, what am I going to do with the second half of the Gemara? What do you mean the second half of the Gemara says you can't make Havdalah? And we all know you can make Havdalah on Sheikhar. That was the beginning of the Gemara. So the end of the Gemara is delok ilchasa. So they said you can't make Havdalah, and that wasn't correct, lahalacha. And they also said you can't make Kiddush. That's also not correct, lahalacha. That's approach number one of the Rush.
Chamer Medina, what's not the meaning of Havdalah or Kiddush?
What was that?
Chamer Medina, why Havdalah yes and Kiddush not?
So, good. We mentioned the other day that the Rambam learns that they're both D'oraisa. If you learn Havdalah and Kiddush, they're both D'oraisa. They're two sides of the same coin. You have a mitzvah in the beginning and at the end to declare. So, for the Rambam, Taka, it's a very good kasha. Why would you be a mechalik between the two? According to others, like the Ramban and others, they say that Havdalah is Derabanan. So then you don't even have some room to say maybe Havdalah is only Derabanan, so it would be more Mako by Havdalah. But in the end of the Gemara, you're saying for the Ramban. And it's a problem for the Ramban. The Ramban is the one who says that Havdalah is D'oraisa and Kiddush is Havdalah. Why is it being Mechalik between the two? Very good. I don't have an answer. Good question. The Rush continues, and the Rush now has another. The Rush now has another great ha'ara. He says as follows. Look at the next line in the Rush. He says, "V'kol shekein im mefarshinan mahu lekedusha ashichra hecha delo havi chamer medina." The Rush says, "I have another way to get out of this Gemara. The second half of the Gemara didn't say anything about chamer medina. The second half of the Gemara just said, nu, can you make kiddush on shichra? Didn't say it was chamer medina. So when it's chamer medina, you can make Kiddush and Havdalah. And when the Gemara asks, can you make Kiddush on Shichra? That's talking about when it's not Chomer Medina. That's what the Rush says. If we're Mefarshin on Ma'u L'Kedusha HaShichra, Hecha Delo Avim HaChomer Medina, So now, Hashvanicha, there's no machlokas anymore. So the Rosh has two pshatim in the Gemara. Either the whole Gemara is talking about Chamer Medina, and the second half of the Gemara is the Loki Ilchasa. Or the beginning of the Gemara is talking about Chamer Medina, when it is the Chamer Medina. The second half of the Gemara is talking about when beer is not the Chamer Medina. If beer is not the Chamer Medina, so then you can't make Kiddush, you can't make Avdala on it. And the implication is that if it would be Chamer Medina, then you can. And that's what the Rosh writes in the Halacha. Venire, Shadas Ri, the great Baltosvos, Ri, is no Teshemekachin ala Sheikhar, Hechadavi Chamer Medina. The Kach Kasa Rabbeinu Evan, which is the Ra'avon, great German posek, to Mekachin ala Sheikhar, Imu Chamer Medina. And then the Rosh gives his pshat. V'yiroili, says the Rosh. And this is going to be important because the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin like this Rosh. Afa pisha yachol lekadesh ala sheichar imu chomer medina. Even though, Maker Adin, you can make Kiddush, certainly Avdallah, on beer, if it's the chomer medina. Tov hu yoser lekadesh ala pas. It's better, if you don't have wine, to make Kiddush on bread. Kevan shasuda ba lechvod Shabbos. Because the suda is ba lechvod Shabbos. The chal is lechvod Shabbos. So you'll make Kiddush. What do you need to go to Chamer Medina for? Make Kiddush on the bread. Aval baboker, and I'm going to need a good svara, so someone explain to me what he means. Aval baboker, yirash yivarech al sheikhar, kodem birchas amotzi. But not during the day. At night, if you don't have wine, make Kiddush on the bread. But during the day, make Kiddush on beer. De'im lo kein, because if you don't do this, butla Kiddush shel yom. You're going to be mevatel Kiddush shel yom. De Ravina le Mikra, which we learn out from a pasuk. It's not the Oraisa, but we find a hint for it in the pasuk. V'lama nevat lanu, kevan def shel kaima ala sheikhar. And why should we be mevatel the Kiddush hayom if we can do it on sheikhar? What's the Rosh talking about? Why is he saying that at night you won't be mevatel the Kiddush if you do it on bread? So do it on bread. But during the day, you'll be mevatel the Kiddush, so do it on Sheikhar. Okay, more than that. You're right, but more than that. What's Kiddush at night? Describe to me, what's Kiddush at night?
It's a whole long breath.
You make a hagafen, and then?
Kiddush.
And then you make Kiddush, and you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. So if I do it on bread instead, am I still going to say Kiddush? Yeah. I'll say Brei Pri HaGafen, and then Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, or I'll say Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, and then Mekadesh HaShabbos. So I'm going to say Kiddush no matter what. So I might as well do it on bread. But in the day, you know, B'Shamru and Al Kain, that's all extra psukim. What is Kiddush during the day? Just the bracha, Brei Pri HaGafen. So if you just walk over to the bread and say Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, there's no Kiddush. So instead, what should you do? You should say Baruch Atah Hashem Lechem Shakol Nied B'Varo on Sheikhar. Then go wash, and then say Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. That way, you still have the structure of the Shabbos meal. This is the Rosh's suggestion. Okay, so now that we've seen the Rishonim, now that we've seen the basic discussion, let's take a look at how we paskin. So if you open up the Shulchan Aruch and you flip to Reishayim Beis, so let's see what the Shulchan Aruch has to say. Reishayim Beis Tess. We have one other one over here. Anyone else need one? Anyone? Why not? Okay. Here you go. Reishayim Beis. Tess. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. B'makom she'en yayin matzoi, and that's a very important line that we're going to come back to. In a place where there is no wine, yesh omrim shemekadshin al sheichar. There are those who say you can make kiddush on sheichar, ushar mashkin chutz min hamayim, and any other drink as long as it's not water. V'yesh omrim she'en mekadshin. So we have a yesh omrim that says you make kiddush. We have a yesh omrim that says that you cannot make kiddush on sheichar. Now, in general, we have a rule in the Shulchan Aruch when there's a yesh and another yesh. We paskin like the Yesh Basra, like the second Yesh, which would mean we hold, according to the rules that we have in the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Mekachin. But then he says, Ulaharosh. But then he says, but wait a second. But there's a rush. The rush says, Balayla lo yikadish al sheikhar el alapas. At night, do not make kiddush on beer, on Chamar Medina. Rather, make it on bread. Ubaboker, yoter tov lekadish al sheikhar. Shivarich alav shahakol, kodem birchas hamotzi. It's better to make kiddush on beer, and then you'll make your shahakol, and then you'll do hamotzi. Shim yivarich ala pas tchila in kan shum shinoi. Because if you make the bracha on the hamotzi, then there's we don't have anything different, and it doesn't. We don't show that we're baking kiddush. V'divrei tamhem, and this makes sense. Says the Rama, v'chein haminog pashuk kedivrei harash. This is how we paskin. Our minog is to paskin like the Rush. So what's Yotzei according to the Rama is that we only make kiddush on Chamar Medina during the day. We do not make kiddush on Chamar Medina at night. And the Mishnah Berurah here says that it's really not poshut to make it at night. Even though it sounds like me'ikar adin, it's okay. The Rush is me'ikar adin saying it's okay, just saying it's better on bread. The Mishnah Berurah says there are many poskim hold that it does not work at night. We even saw that there's unclear how to read the Gemara. According to Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara, in the second half of the Gemara, they said you can't make kiddush on Sheikhar. Now again, the Rush tried to explain away that Gemara. But there's a very easy reading of the Gemara that you can't make kiddush, you're not Yotzei. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah here says that a person should really be very makbid not to make kiddush at night, which is Dioraisa. Kiddush during the day is Durabanan. Kiddush at night, at least Ikaro is Dioraisa. So therefore you should not make kiddush at night on Chamar Medina. And if you don't have wine, make kiddush on bread. Now, we said, pay attention to the very first words of Sif Tes. What did he say? B'makom she'en yayin matzoi. So many poskim say that this whole discussion of making kiddush on Chamar Medina, whether it's the night or the day, is all only if you don't have wine. B'makom she'en yayin matzoi. Which means, so far, according to what we've seen, if you're at a kiddush, and there's wine on the table, and there's schnapps on the table, there's whiskey on the table, it seems not correct to make kiddush on the schnapps. If there's no wine, then still at night you shouldn't make kiddush on schnapps. During the day you can. But if there's wine, so you should be making kiddush on the wine. Now you realize it's really so easy. Because when the Baal Simcha or the Rav, whoever's making kiddush at the kiddush in shul, so you could just be yotzei with him. You don't have to drink anything. Just listen to him, be yotzei with him, and then you can drink as much schnapps as you want. But to pour your own schnapps glass in order to make kiddush on the schnapps, and there's wine there, doesn't seem to be so far the correct behavior. We're going to come back to it in a minute, because we'll see there are coolers. But that's definitely what seems to be the straight reading here. And one other issue that we need to address before we get into some of the coolers about whiskey is what exactly is considered Chamar Medina. We keep throwing around beer when it's Chamar Medina. So what is the definition of Chamar Medina? So if you remember, the Shulchan Aruch had said, what did he say? Any beverage which isn't water. Any beverage which isn't water is called Chamar Medina. Now, it doesn't mean you can just use any beverage. Chamar Medina still means what it means. And it means it's the drink of the city. It's the national or the local drink. So it has to be a drink that people drink regularly. Nowadays, it's very in to drink water all the time. Everyone should drink water, drink lots of water, you know, 8 glasses, 3 liters, and everyone has their shitas and how much water to drink. But nowadays, everyone's walking around with their bottles and everyone's drinking. They have the little lines there that say, keep going, you're almost there. Right, exactly. But back then, when people wanted to drink, they drank wine. So nowadays, if a person wants to have a drink, not just to have water for health purposes or to hydrate themselves. You want to sit down with someone, you want to have a drink. Coca-Cola. So maybe you'd have Coke, maybe you'd have a beer, maybe you'd have a juice. So what's considered Chamar Medina? So even though the Shulchan Aruch said any drink except for water, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Hei, he says, yeah, but not milk.
The only reason why the Friday night you don't make Kaddish on the pass, if you don't have wine,
you do
it on Sheikha.
No, at night you do it on bread.
And the bread.
And the bread, right?
And the heker was, what's the heker? A night.
Because anyway, you're making kiddush. You're making kiddush on Shabbos, right? Correct. Meaning, the rush really holds, you can make kiddush on Shechar at night or during the day. That's what he really holds. But he says, at night, you might as well, since anyway it's a discussion, and you for sure you'll say with the bread, and the bread is really l'chav on Shabbos, that's where you bring the bread, so make kiddush on during the day on the bread. Avoid the issue. During the day, on the...
At night.
And during the day, that's not such a good idea. So then, during the day, you'll be makel to make kiddush on Shechar. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, milk is not considered chamer medina. So, strike milk from the record. You can't make it on chocolate milk. No kiddush on chocolate milk during the day. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, seltzer is not considered different than water, because it's really just water with bubbles. It's really b'ikr water. And he says, it's not a important drink. It's not a chash of a drink. Soda water, he thought even when there's sugar added, he thought it's still b'ikr water. So Coca-Cola would be a discussion. If Coca-Cola is really just water with some sugar in it, and it's not a chashev drink. I guess it's sort of a question. I don't know. Here, I don't know. Coca-Cola is very expensive in Israel. You know, maybe it's a chashev drink. In there. You know, the RC is not a chashev drink. But Coca-Cola, the real Coke, is maybe it's a chashev drink. I'm not sure. But Moshe has a tshuva where he says that tea and coffee, you would think, are not okay because they're primarily water.
Coffee,
but he said that since you serve it to people, this is Ramosha, it's Tshuva. Ramosha writes that since it's a standard drink that you honor someone with, when someone comes to your house, you know, it's true, someone comes to your house, you say, would you like a glass of water? But if you're sitting down with someone and having a meeting, you offer them a cup of coffee, you offer them a cup of tea. So he thought that chashivus makes it chamer medina. I would argue that nowadays, coffee is for sure the chamer medina. Coffee is such a common drink that people drink nowadays. You have a lot of people who just drink it in the morning, but there are a lot of people who just, they drink it throughout the day. It's just what they like to drink. They like the taste, and it's something that they drink regularly. If it's too hot, you can't. Sip is not good. Correct, 100%. It would need to be cooled off a little bit. You could take a larger drink, 100%. You need to drink a Molly Lugmuff. Right, Molly Lugmuff. So what about whiskey? What's the story with whiskey? So the standard reading, you would assume, is that whiskey is not okay if you have wine available. There are some poskim who are mako, though, because they suggest that you hear in the sugya that the whole reason why you need to make kiddush on wine is because wine was the standard drink that people drank. That's what gave wine its special status, that everybody drinks wine. And that's why when Amemar came to town, he said, oh, there's no wine here? Oh, you're bringing me this beer? I'm not making avdala on that. You get the feeling that it's because wine was the standard drink. So there are those who argue that once you live in a culture where wine is not the standard drink, maybe making the jump over to beer or whiskey is not such an egregious thing, since we don't really drink wine regularly anyway. The Mishnah Berurah does quote, if you take a look in Sifkat and Lamed, he says, and he's quoting this from the Chayei Adam, Im chaviv lo yayin saruf. If you prefer Yayin Saruf, now Yayin Saruf, somebody wanted to argue to me that Yayin Saruf means dafka brandy. I'm not such a big drinker, but brandy apparently is made from grapes also. It's some form of wine. So they wanted to say that Yayin Saruf is because it's also grapes. So I never really understood it that way, but it could be. But I think generally people assume this Chayei Adam is talking about all whiskey. If it's something which is chaviv to you, yochel lekadesh alav biyom lechachila b'medina seinu, shu chomer medina. He wants to say that whiskey's fine, whiskey's chomer medina. You can make kiddush on whiskey. However, yizor likach kos machzik revius, v'lishtos mimeno mali lugmov. You have to make sure, though, that the kos you're using has to hold a revius. That's the din of kiddush. A kiddush kos has to have a revius in it. And when you drink, you have to drink rov revius, which is Mali Lugmov. Just to remember to translate for us, Revius, we said, is anywhere between 3 ounces to 5 ounces, depending on the shitas. And a Rov Revius, a Mali Lugmov, a cheekful, is half of that. So you need a cup, let's say if we wanted to be the most mako, you need a cup that's at least 3.5 ounces. For the Chazon Ish, 5 ounces. So the idea of taking a shot glass, meaning making kiddush on schnapps is itself a shayla if you have wine available. If you don't have wine available, or even if you want to be makel a little bit to say that nowadays maybe it's okay, you still can't just use a shot glass. You have to take a plastic cup and at least fill it up a revius amount, which is going to be like a half of a plastic cup. And then when you drink, this is what Chanoch was just saying, you can't just take tiny little sips. You know, you have to, you know, a shot glass is 1.5, I think, or 1. The little ones are 1. 1 or 1 of the taller ones, I think, are 1.5, right? But those little ones that they give out of kiddushes, that's only 1. That's even less than a Moly Lugmah. Forget about a revius. It's not even a Moly Lugmah. You have to down the whole thing in one shot. It's still not enough for a kiddush. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. I will tell you that there's a Maharsham. I put it on the Makoros sheet if you want to take a look at it. You can look at it later. The Maharsham, who was Rav Shvadron, right? Everyone knows the famous Rav Shvadron, who was the Magid. This is his grandfather, who was a big, big posik. So his grandfather writes that he wants to argue that it could be that when you're dealing with schnapps and whiskey, it's okay to have a smaller cup and to drink less. Why? He bases this on a Taz that we don't necessarily pass him like. But the Taz writes that, you know, in general, to make a brain of fashos, you need to eat, if we're talking about food, you have to eat a kazayas to make a brain of fashos. Right? Bracha rishon you make on any amount. But a bracha achron, you have to have a shir. So to drink, you have to have a revius to make a bracha achrona. The Taz writes that something that you don't normally drink a revius in, you don't need to drink a revius to make a bracha achrona. Because it's not like Hashem said, make a bracha achrona on revius. The din is you have to make a bracha achrona on something which is a chash of drinking. So we assume that by orange juice, until you drink a revius, that's not a chash of a drinking. So you don't make a bracha achrona. But by schnapps, one shot glass is a chash of a drink. So even though you didn't drink a revius, as long as you drank did a maisa shtir, which is chash of, you make a bracha achrona. That's what the Taz writes. I think the Chassam Sofer accepts it. The Magen Avraham disagrees with it. It's a big discussion if you make a bracha achrona, if you just have a shot of whiskey. Because on the one hand, it's the chash of drinking for whiskey, but it doesn't fulfill the shir that we're generally familiar with. So based on that Taz, the Maharsham wants to argue that maybe not only can you make kiddush on whiskey, but you don't even have to drink a shir. You can do it on a shot glass. And it's an interesting tshuva. He quotes all these rebbes that he quotes here that someone was by the Rupschitzer. Someone was by the Rupschitzer, and they saw that he was dafka makbid to make kiddush on one shot glass of schnapps, even though there was wine on the table, in order to teach the Talmidim. So he quotes here a whole string of rebbes that were mako regarding this issue. So, you know, bottom line halacha, if you would ask me, I would say that if you're at a kiddush where there's wine, you should either make kiddush on wine and then drink as much schnapps as you want, or just be yotze with the person making kiddush and then drink as much schnapps as you want. It's not ideal to make kiddush on schnapps, and certainly on less than a shear. But mitzad sheni, if the guy next to you is doing it, so you don't have to, you know, you certainly don't have to throw anything at him. You don't have to be mayor to him. You know, there's what to rely upon. And therefore, you don't have to make a big deal if someone else is doing it. But it's a good practice to be makbid to do it in the most ideal way. Yeah.
Is there a difference between... So, there's a chiyuv to make kiddush.
Correct.
You have to be chiyuv to make kiddush. But then, you need to make kiddush so you can eat, and then right. and then maybe when you get home, you're gonna make kiddush again at the table.
Let's say, okay.
So, is there like a difference in like, can you use the schnapps maybe just so you can eat something, and then later on, is make kiddush on
to
one?
Be matir yourself to eat. So again, if this is the kiddush, you know, to make kiddush, someone asked me this today actually in yeshiva. A guy told me that Davin's, it's not in the yeshiva minyan, I don't know where he's davening, maybe in another, I guess, you know, minyan in yeshiva is to go find some other minyan to daven in the yeshiva minyan. But he has some minyan where they have a little shir after shachris, before the Kriyas Torah, and he's a big coffee drinker, and he says he gets headaches if he doesn't drink coffee, so he wanted to know, after shachris, is it okay if he just makes kiddush on coffee? It's Chor Medina, he'll make kiddush on coffee, it shouldn't be any worse than schnapps. He'll make kiddush on coffee, and then when he gets to the meal, he'll have a proper kiddush. So he said, you know, I'm not going to start bringing wine with me to shul every Shabbos. They have a coffee thing there, so he'll have a cup of coffee. So listen, it's not l'chachila. You also have to eat something. And kiddush el mokum suda. The kiddush isn't chal unless you also eat something. which is the other topic I wanted to talk about, but I don't know if we'll have time tonight. We'll have to wait for next week to talk about Kiddush Makom Suda. But I said you have to... So we're going to see. Is it okay to drink a full... Can the wine that you're drinking count as the Kiddush Makom Suda? So that's a machlokas. The Gaonim say yes. But a lot of people disagree with the Gaonim. Some say you have to drink two shiurim, one for the Kiddush and one for the shiur. So it's not ideal, but and again, it's so easy when you add a Kiddush. They're making Kiddush anyway. Just be yotzei with the Kiddush that's being made, and then you can drink as much schnapps as you want. Okay, maybe we'll just get started on the next topic, and we'll really talk about it more next week. But I wanted to move over to Reish Ayin Gimel, which is the last simon regarding Kiddush that we're going to be doing. And then I thought maybe we'd do a week or two about Havdalah, some of the halachas of Havdalah. But he starts off here, Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. Kiddush requires a Suda. If you don't have a Suda, you weren't Yotzei Kiddush. You have a mitzvah to be Yotzei Kiddush. So Kiddush always has to be done in the context of a Suda. The question is, what constitutes a Suda? So if you flip to Sif Hei, he quotes, this is what was just quoted here, Kosvu Agonim. Rav Avram, this is what you just quoted. That Hod Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda Afilu achol davar muat. O shasakos yayin. Shechayev alav, bracha. If you eat even a little bit of food, a little amount, or you drink a cup of wine, as long as it's enough that you're chayev a bracha. What does it mean, a chayev bracha? It means a bracha achron. If you eat enough mizonos, enough food, you drink enough wine that should be chayev a bracha achronos, that would be a revius of wine, your yotzei yidei kiddush b'makom suda. And then you can go mersudas or b'makom acher. So, right now, what we've seen is that if I want to be yotzei kiddush, I have to drink a sheer amount. Sheer means revius. Now let's remind ourselves: to be yotzei kiddush, how much do you have to drink? Just a mali lugmav. That's not a revius. That's half of a revius. So if you make kiddush, right? Let's go through all the possibilities. If you make kiddush and take a tiny little sip, you're not yotzei kiddush. Maybe if it schnapps and you hold like this marsham, and it's then maybe you could be yotzei, maybe. But let's talk about regular kiddush. You make kiddush on wine, you take a tiny sip, you're not yotzei. You drink a mali lugmav, an ounce and a half, so then you're yotzei kiddush, but you're not yet yotzei kiddush makom suda. But if you drink a full revius, then you both are yotzei kiddush, and it's considered makom suda because you drank enough to be considered a suda. That's the sheet of the Gaon. So it's not enough just to make kiddush, you have to drink more. You have to drink a shir that you make a bracha achrona. Now says the Shulchan Aruch, v'dafka ochel lechem o shasa yayin. Only though if you ate bread or drank wine. Aval ochel peiros, lo. But if you ate fruit, that's not enough. Even if you ate tons and tons of fruit, that's not enough. So how are we yotzei kiddush? One option is bread, as it says here. Dafka ocha lechem. Now the Ber Halacha here, it's a very short Ber Halacha. He quotes here, Kosu Agaonim. Ubisefer Maisa Rav Kosov Shehagra Af Bekiddush Hayom Loayim Mekadish Ela B'Makom Suda Gemura V'Lo Minei Targima. The Gra learned that when the Shulchan Aruch says lechem, it means lechem. It doesn't mean mizonos. You can't be yotzei according to the Gra, Kiddush B'Makom Suda, unless you eat actual bread. Unless you eat bread. That is the sheet of the Gra. You need bread. So the most machmir opinion, to be yotzei kiddush makom suda, when we make kiddush here in shul, we are not yotzei kiddush. And it could be that all the eating we're doing according to the Gra is not peseder. All the potato kugel that we're eating. Because we haven't been yotzei kiddush yet. To be yotzei kiddush, you have to have bread. Then we have the Gaonim. The Gaonim say wine is good. If you drink a revius of wine, not a mali lugmav, a revius. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here says, don't really rely on this unless it's a shas b'chak, and certainly don't rely on whiskey for this, because whiskey is not the same thing as wine. For the Gaonim, you have to drink a full cup of wine. What about mizonos? So the Mishnah Berurah here in Chaf Hei writes, v'kol shekein im ochal minei targima. Kol shekein, if you hold like the Gaonim, that you can be yotzei with wine, kol shekein, you can be yotzei with mizonos, because that's more chashav than wine. And this is what we all rely upon. It's from the Magen Avraham. We all rely upon this Magen Avraham that mizonos is okay as well. And what about fruit? So we saw fruit, no. Why not? Take a look at Mishavura Chavav. Techaimeshus Minim is Nikra Mazel. So that's why Mizonos is okay, because that's called Mazel. And Yayin is Soid Halev. Yayin fills a person up a little bit. Aval Shar Devarim, like fruit, Afilu Achomem Harbe, Eno Chashav Suda Klal. That's not called a Suda. It's not just about eating. It's Inkin Shalom Makom Suda. This is not a Suda when you eat a lot of fruit. The Alkain says the Mishnah Berurah, Masha Nogim, they go to a Beis Chasan or to a Bris Milah, and there's no Mizonos there. They just put out like some chocolates and some fruit. Ein lo litom sham klal. Don't eat anything. It's Shabbos and there's a bris and they just put out some chocolates and some wine. I mean, wine would be enough if you drink the wine. And then look what he writes. V'lo sagi b'masha mekadesh shosa kol hakos. You might say, wait a second, I'm yotei kiddush makom suda. Because the Rav made kiddush and he drank a shir. Yeah, that's good for him. But every person needs, right? If the Rav makes kiddush, then he has a piece of roguah. Is that matter all of us now that we can now eat? No. Every person at the kiddush needs to, you can be yotzei through his kiddush, because his kiddush is as if you made kiddush. But now you have to have mizonos. And his eating mizonos doesn't count for you. So everyone needs to have a suda. And therefore, if everybody drinks wine, it's one thing. But if you go to a bris, the Rav makes, or the Baal Simcha makes kiddush on a kos, but then all they put out was chocolates, says the Mishmur, that's not okay. Let's just finish with this last line here. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shiltei Giborim writes, he's a Mekel Shita, the Shiltei Giborim writes that the Peros died, it's enough for Peros. Because every Achila on Shabbos is automatically considered Chashev. Every Achila on Shabbos is considered Chashev. And therefore, the Shiltei Giborim is a Mekel Shita. He says you can be Yotzei with fruits. And the Poskim say that if a person is very weak, let's say a person really needs to eat, you find yourself at a place and they didn't put out any mizonos. They don't know the halacha, they didn't put out any mizonos. And they put out fruits, you can rely on the fruits. You have to eat a shear, you know, maybe chocolate also. You know, if there's a shear and you eat a shear, we can be mako for this shita and you can use that as your suda bidyevet. So again, ideally bread, that's the gra. Ka'onim say a cup of wine, a revius of wine. Mogen Avram says Mizonos is okay, and the Minhag Olam is to rely on the Mogen Avram. And there's the sheet of the Shilkei Borim, that even other things, if you ate a shear, and we can rely on that, B'Shas HaTachak, if a person feels very chalash.